from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lorenzo Carter showed up on Andy and Randy yesterday, of course, a former Bulldog, and we talked about how awesome it is to have Matthew Judon in a Falcons uniform.
He's one of those guys that is circled on the scouting report. So when other teams see him line up, they got to deal with that. So, I mean, it kind of opens me up. So I'm excited about it that we have Grady, Judon. Everybody has somebody else to focus on. Right. So it's like, all right, I get to sneak in here. All right, let me get one of those sacks. So it's kind of fun. I mean, and it's great to have a defensive line where everybody has a skill set. Everybody can do special things. So that just makes it even better, even more deadly.
It is interesting to me, too, because I think – you know, a lot of times when you go to a new defense and you talk about a 3-4 and you talk about two guys that both play outside linebacker per se, you do wonder the different responsibilities to those guys will have when you talk about Zoe Carter and Matthew Judon. Because obviously you're going to want Matthew Judon to rush a passer. You feel probably a lot better about Lorenzo Carter dropping into the flat and into coverage. But you also will use the opportunity to, you know, disguise things at some point or maybe rush five people and use Lorenzo Carter as well. So I would love to know the intricate details in Jimmy Lake's system, right, and the guys they use up front and how they rotate those assignments and how they switch on and off. Not only that, you know, we're just talking about San Francisco and the players they had. How do offenses detect that? You know, how do you go in motion and change strengths? And you know, do you spend time on the defensive front switching guys from right to left and doing those things? You probably won't, but it'll be interesting to see the way that is attacked as we move throughout the season, because you know what Judon brings to the table and you know what Lorenzo Carter's strengths are as well.
Football question for you. You're talking about guys moving and traveling with other players, and it makes me think, do you think that with the depth they have in the secondary with Simmons and Bates and AJ, and then, you know, I think Mike Hughes, Clark Phillips made a hell of a play yesterday in practice if you go to Falcons.com.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing? I didn't see him.
He was going up against a bigger dude, and he elevated and got that ball out of it was coming in.
It was like a defensive back version of Odell Beckham's catch, just one hand between Drake's arms and just dislodged it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and Drake, Drake's so good at jump balls, but Clark Phillips was like, no, man, I don't care how tall you are. I'm about to go get this thing.
He did that on Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It was crazy.
He did it on –
best 50-50 ball guy in the NFL is Drake, if you ask me.
I agree.
He did it on – as he is. That's crazy.
A couple weeks ago, he did it on Pitts. As well, and we asked AJ about it when we talked to him. Does having that type of secondary, that depth, because I think the depth is a lot better than people realize, does that make you less likely to travel and play man and just put a guys on their side?
First of all, you don't have to travel.
I know you don't have to. It's not the only way you play man.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday.
But just traveling,
right?
And playing man as a whole.
The line between free safety and strong safety is completely blurred, it seems like now, you know, with Justin Simmons being added. I mean, you have gone from, hey, I want Jesse Bates, deep center field, and I want Richie Grant in the box, to now you don't you don't mind either way.
They're hybrids now.
Yeah, you don't mind either way. You don't mind, you know, Justin Simmons can play deep center. That's not going to be a problem for you. He's got enough interceptions. He can play center field. So, I don't know, man. I think it's all week-to-week based, to be honest with you. I think that you'll see those times where you play Tampa and you want a certain guy on Mike Evans, and then you'll have some days where you go, you know, let's just say you're playing the Bears right now. You're like, I don't know that there's a good decision to be made. So it kind of changes week to week, in my opinion.
And we saw that last year. Even last year, they didn't have an issue letting Clark Phillips play on Mike Evans here.
The second game, in Atlanta. Whew.
And guess what?
He did a good job. Evans did not have a catch till the third quarter of that game, right?
Him and AJ just sat on their sides of the field, and they did not travel anyone with Mike Evans, and they shut him down for 2.5 quarters.
Yeah,
and really, he didn't have a big game at all, really. But
well, Mike, how can you defend a bigger receiver like that being a smaller guy? Because Mike Evans is huge, and Clark Phillips, what is he, 5'9"?
You're going to take your lumps. That's just the bottom line. He's going to have every advantage over you, and the offenses these days have advantages, period. But you got to be physical with him. And I think that's what Clark Phillips brought to the table in that second matchup.
How can he be physical about being penalized?
Early? There's a fine line, right? You don't necessarily want to press Mike Evans because you know that he's long, and if he gets on top of you, it's going to be. But I think that Mike Evans at this point in his career, and he's like I've kind of compared Drake London to Mike Evans a number of times. At this point in his career, Mike Evans is not going to be the guy that's that deep threat burner, right? Yep. He's going to win some of these balls. So I don't think you mind if you're a Clark Phillips walking up on him and getting into press. Either that or just giving a 5-yard cushion and making sure as soon as he releases that you've got hands on him and you're trying to reroute him, right? Reroute him towards somewhere he does not want to go, and that's toward a linebacker or a safety and making sure his release goes the right way.
And if you're running in his hip pocket, it's all about locating the football, right? And trusting your technique. I mean, you got to trust yourself. You got to be really confident to play a defensive back position in this league these days, because the receivers are so good in their routes. They're throwing the ball so many times. If you're in that hip pocket, just locate the ball and trust your technique.
Well, and I think to add to that, I think receivers are more fearless than they've ever been, because they can be. You don't have to worry about the guy coming across the middle and taking your head off anymore, right? You would have some of the crossing routes you see now would have never been thrown 15 years ago, and yet now you see them, and the receivers don't even have alligator arms. They're just like, yeah, I'm just coming in there about to catch this thing and keep running. Again, short memory, you had to be physical, and you have to be willing to match up. And also, you have to have short memory. Mike Evans is going to get his. The guy's had, 10 straight 1,000-yard seasons? I mean, he's going to get his catches, and you have to just move on with it.
All right, Lorenzo Carter. Mm. What is the limit for this team, Lorenzo? What is the limit?
The sky's the limit for them. They got guys everywhere. Skilled players. O-line is crazy. We got some tight ends. They brought in Charlie. So he's a good big body tight end that's moving people out the way. So it's going to be problems. They're going to have to pick their poison. We got Bijan out the backfield. We still got Tyler, big Tyler coming out. Kyle, Drake. We got guys all over the place. So that's going to be the hard part for other teams.
On paper, this is the best roster I've seen in over a decade.
Yeah, to your point, before I get to what he said, I was at the driving range yesterday, and got a couple people came up to me talking about how excited they are to see this team. Even a Patriots fan was like, "Man, I'm so upset you guys got Judon. We know we're taking our lumps this year, but I can't wait to watch him play here." And my buddy Marshawn was telling me about it. He was just talking about how big of a get that was for us. But Mike, when you hear Lorenzo kind of laugh and he says, "Yeah, Charlie." You can tell him and Charlie have maybe spent a rep or two together at training camp already.
Those are two guys that have to have a complete understanding of one another in practice. Because Charlie, he's listed as a tight end. He plays H-back, okay? He plays H-back. What H-back is basically it's a split between a tight end and a fullback. That's what Charlie Warner is. That's why you see the money he gets and you look at the amount of targets he's had in his career and you're like, what? That didn't even make sense. Charlie Warner plays H-back, right? And so when you look at zone plays, the H-back is usually the slicer. The guy slicing towards the backfield to take out the backside ends or outside linebacker's knees, you're not going to do that in practice. So if you're a guy like Lorenzo Carter and you're on the backside of some of these zone plays and you're getting sliced on by Charlie Warner, you have to have an understanding with one another. And I know, look, they're both Georgia guys. They both understand it. They both are obviously consummate pros at this point in their career. So I think it is funny to kind of chuckle. And we've laughed a number of times, Rob. Kyle Pitts and Charlie Warner are listed at tight end. They do not play the same position. Not even close. Not even in the same ballpark. Do they play the same position?
I haven't heard the name H-back in 25 years.
I mean, there's a number of different. That's what we called it in college. We
had Falcons had an H-back under Dan Henning's offense.
I think Parker Hesse was an H-back last year as well.
Yeah, Parker was an H-back.
You could give Charlie Warner like three different positions. I don't think you want him playing all of those a lot, but I think you could put him as an extra tackle at times as well.
And that just speaks to the 11 personnel they'll use here. When I was here, we didn't use an H-back. You know, Justin Peele and Tony were online tight ends, and we used Ovie Mahaley as a fullback.
I think we do need a Mike Johnson-type tight end.
Is that what you want?
Well, I think we might need one in this offense.
Make me grease the tires up. You know what I mean? Make me grease the tires up.
No, I think you need to just sit where you're at. You ain't going nowhere.
Let me do some windmills real quick.
You ain't going nowhere. Just pipe down.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.